Alzheimer's Australia is talking up the prospect of virtual reality games as a way to help deal with dementia. In Victoria, the organisation has developed a game which it says shows promising results. A survey of two nursing homes in Melbourne showed it reduced the use of antipsychotic drugs by more than 50%. Tom Nightingale reports.
Dragonflies, fish, boats and ducks move onto and off a screen in the direction of someone moving their arms. It's known as the virtual forest, and Dr. Tanya Petrovich says it's made for people with dementia.
We know from the research that being outdoors and being in natural environments is actually ideal if you want to calm people down. Now, people living with dementia might have various episodes of agitation, so we wanted something that would help or assist in calming people down.
Dr. Petrovich is from Alzheimer's Australia's Victorian branch. It owns the product, and this week it's begun offering it to care providers across the country.
If you look at the history of dementia care, it's quite tragic, really, what's happened in the past. People just assumed that people could not be engaged. And so it's so important that we give people the opportunity to engage with activities and to express themselves. And I think that's what the virtual forest gives them. It gives them an opportunity to have enjoyment and fun, to feel in control of a situation. When dementia is a disease that normally takes away a lot of control and choice, here is a game that allows them to express themselves and feel in control.
Alzheimer's Australia is pointing to an evaluation by Griffith University's Professor Wendy Moyle showing the video game is effective. A survey of users by a nursing home provider showed a drop in antipsychotic drug use of 65%.
There was a significant drop in antipsychotic use with clients who, you know, would previously become quite agitated, but by using the virtual environments to engage with, they were calmer and so therefore did not require the antipsychotics.
Patrice Dolan manages one of the nursing homes where it's already in use, and she's seen what effect it can have.
We have a certain gentleman who would ram his walker into walls and be, yeah, suspicious of what we were up to type thing. And it had a really great effect on him. He smiled a lot. He told his son about this magic that we were doing. And, of course, his son was very intrigued to find out what the magic was. So, therapeutically, it was fantastic for him.
Do the effects last beyond the time after when people stop playing the game?
Well, interestingly, yes, they do.
It's quite a difference from other strategies used to calm people with dementia down.
We can use music, that's very effective, and working one-on-one with people, we can have a calming effect. But in terms of something like this, it's totally different. It's different from watching television, it's different from watching a movie, which often does not engage someone living with dementia. This is just different because it's interactive.
Tanya Petrovich believes it's a sign of dementia treatment in the decades to come.
You know, most people living with dementia are over 65, but in the future, as the next generation comes through, I think, and people have used games in their lives before, there'll be a greater understanding and uptake of this type of technology.
Tanya Petrovich from Alzheimer's Australia, ending that report from Tom Nightingale.